some of the halachas of Pesach. So Rabbi Lyman, as Hashem, will be going through the halachas of the Seder, and so we'll leave that for him the week that the yeshiva level is not on, the high school is on, so we'll cover it during that period. But I want to go through, Rabbi Lyman asked me to start with the halachas of matzah. Some bachurim are baking matzah, even not baking matzah, to understand what some of the ideas behind the processing of matzah. You should understand what you're getting. You should be an informed consumer. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. Be'erev tochlu matzah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. Be'ezras Mashiach will come. And besides the mitzvah be'erev tochlu matzah, there's a mitzvah to eat the matzah together with the Korban Pesach. Al matzusim ruim yichluhu. You have mitzvah to eat together the Korban Pesach. Mitzvah to eat matzah. Hopefully the Be'ezras will be zeichah to have that. Besides that, there's an issue of eating chometz. You can't eat chometz. So any other, besides the first night of Pesach, you can't eat chometz. You don't have a mitzvah to eat matzah, but you have a mitzvah to eat a sudas Shabbos, a sudas Yom Tov, Cholam Moed, according to some shittas you have to wash. So you have to eat matzah to fulfill those mitzvahs because you can't eat chometz. The Gra also holds that above and beyond that, there's a mitzvah kiyumis. There's not a mitzvah kiyuvis to eat matzah the rest of Pesach. But there's a mitzvah kiyumis. Every time you eat matzah and Pesach, you're mekayim a mitzvah. Because of this, he was knowing to add an extra suda the last day of Yom Tov. He'd add an extra suda to chaperon one more time, and then chaperon the mitzvah of eating the mitzvah kiyumis of eating matzah. The Torah says in regards to this matzah that you're going to eat, definitely for the matzah for the first night, possibly for all of Pesach, it says ushmartim as a matzos. There's a chiyuv to be shomeret. And the more I understand that there's a chiyuv that when you prepare, process the matzah, you process and you make this matzah, you have to be shomeret. You have to carefully watch it. It should not become chametz. Lishmo, for the purpose of using it for the mitzvah of matzah. So it has to be shmira lishmo. Complicated exactly what the drush is, exactly how much lishmo you need. But that will assume that's the halacha, that you need shmira lishmo. You have to do it for that purpose. Yeah. There's a machlokes rishonim. At what point in time does this chiyuv start? The Rif says that this starts at the moment of ksira, the moment that you cut the grain off from the ground, you cut the wheat, or whatever one of the five species of grain that you're going to be using. But you cut the wheat, so from that moment onwards, there's a lach of shmir. You have to be careful, and you have to make sure that this is not does not become in contact with water. The Gemara, the Gross is based on the Gemara actually that it points out that it's not even Mishas Ksira. It's possible, the Gemara asks a question, and it's impossible that you're saying the problem is when you put grains together with water, next thing you know you have chametz. Well, it rains. That's how things grow. I mean, how do you deal with that? So the Gemara says as long as the grain is still growing, the kernel is getting bigger, it will not become chametz. So it's theoretically possible you have something which is fully grown and you have not cut it down yet, you have not harvested yet, even though it's attached to the ground, the Gra says you see that it can become chametz. Because the Gemara only says, as long as it's continuing to grow, does it not become chametz. But even if it's attached to the ground, if it stopped growing, it can become chametz. So the grain which we use for matzah is Shmur Mishas Ksira. The grain is actually is harvested before it's fully ripened, a little before it's fully ripened. Therefore, there would not be any concern that there's a concern of chimutz of becoming chametz while it's attached to the ground. So that's the opinion of the Rif. The Rambam, that's the opinion of the Rambam. The Rif says, no, you don't need Shmura. The halacha of Shmira does not start from Mishas Ksira. The halacha of Shmira starts from tachina. When you grind the wheat into flour, flour becomes chametz much more easily than grain does. So from the point that you make it into flour, at that point onwards, there's a chiyuv of shmir. You have to make sure that you're shamarit. The Rosh says that the chiyuv of shmir starts at the moment of lisha, when you actually add water to the flour and you make a dough. So that's when the chiyuv process is actually starting. Theoretically starting, so you have to make sure that it doesn't become chametz during that process, because in front of you, you have the actual possibility of becoming chametz, not a concern, maybe something will happen, but the actual process is right here in front of you. If you don't do anything, it will become chametz. You have to be shomer that it should not become chametz. Shulchan Aruch says it is toiv, it is proper to use shmir mishas ksira. The Bir Halacha brings from the Pri Chodesh. Pri Chodesh says that it's not just a tov, but it's a chi of gomer. It's halacha you're passing like the Rambam. You need shmur mishas ksira. That's how. So the Bir Halacha brings this opinion of the Pri Chodesh. He brings it some other achronim argue on it. He seems to be inclined very strongly towards the opinion of the Pri Chodesh that it is preferable to have shmur mishas ksira. Not just it's preferable, but that according to the Pri Chodesh that this is the chi of shmira starts from mishas ksira. So we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow's session.